Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex. TSB Pod. He's Ski. At TSB Ski. He is King. At Jeromney. Those are the Twitter handles. If you still tweet at them. Or join our Discord. The Discord is the place you should actually go, because then you can give us our movie suggestions there. So search for Sports Brewery in Discord, or if you need an invitation to that, ask us for one. We can give you one, and then you can join the Discord, and that'll be a good time, and everybody will be happy. We also get our list ideas in the Discord for our sports podcast that we do every Thursday. If you would like to watch us do that live, hit follow at twitch.tv/TSBpod. Hit the follow button. It'll tell you when we go live, and you can watch those. If you don't want to watch those live, then you can watch them on YouTube later, because I post them there. So that we're on all the things. TSB Pod or the Sports Brewery, just Google us or something. We'll probably find us, I think. I don't know actually that the Google algorithm is super great with the Sports Brewery when you search it.
Probably not. Probably
yeah.
Not. Big algo, man.
Back when we had the blog, I think we used to like pay somebody to make sure that people could find us. And the blog doesn't exist anymore. That guy, I don't know what he's doing. So what was his name? Aaron, I think his name was.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that, but yeah.
Sounds like we need to be paying Elon to promote us on Twitter.
There you go. I don't know that he is necessarily the ship you want to hitch yourself to. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's kind of in the opposite trajectory of what we're talking about. So I don't know. Then again, he's a billionaire and I'm not. So
if we did this, 3 years ago, we probably could have got some of that fucking Russian money.
Yep. Should we do a blog again?
No. Writing's dead.
Yeah.
Writing's dead.
Should we get a domain for our blog, but just post the podcast episodes on it?
Like, no. You don't make any money off that. You're better off. Yeah. It's YouTube, Twitch. That's where you.
Okay.
Where you do it.
Okay. We're already doing it, and we're not making any money doing that. So.
Well, because
one of us has to get really racist. Okay.
That's fair. All right, well, maybe this is the one to do it on. Dazed and Confused,
they will not replace us.
Whoa. Yeah, maybe. So this is the one we get racist on.
Like, and
this
by
is,
day, I mean incoming freshmen.
Yes. It's like it's always sunny in Philadelphia. The gang gets racist. That's this episode.
This is a perfect movie for us. I mean,
yeah.
Like, 20-year-olds trying to bang 15-year-olds. I mean, that's a market, right?
All right. Yep. If that's the market we're aiming towards, that sure is the market right now.
Matthew McConaughey, market, what a great character for this movie.
The market.
What great exists. Values. Great values in this movie.
Yeah. I've always said that. I've maintained that. All right. So again, our movie is Dazed and Confused. It is King's movie. It is on Prime Video right now. Came out in 1993,
Ow.
which is crazy. I remember when it came out, I had a cousin down in California, and I visited family down there, hanging out with a cousin. Like, we're the same age, and so we were hanging out. And she was super into this. And go figure, that cousin sort of just faded away over the years and sort of
Was this an older cousin to you?
No, basically the same age.
Oh, all right.
And she was. So we're talking like elementary school, like early middle school. And if you're that age and super into Dazed and Confused, there might be something going on that shouldn't be going on at that age. So I think that was the deal. And sure enough.
Kind of like, what was the Sandlot character? Just like got really into the 60s and then disappeared.
Yeah.
That's kind of
never heard from him again. Yeah, exactly that. So this, by the way, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is like one of the highest rated movies ever. Ivar, 7.6 on IMDb, 82 on Metacritic. So,
I would love to know the age of the people that like voted on this, because I think we are the gap to where we could actually semi relate to this.
God, I agree.
After us, this has to be completely unrelatable to everyone.
100% foreign. Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I, I totally agree with you. Like, my cousin aside, like, I did not relate to any of this movie when I watched it when I was younger. Like, I watch it now and I'm just like, why is this movie interesting to people? Like,
there's bits and pieces for us, but because
small.
The difference, like I have a brother that's 10 years younger than me. He would have no idea about like shit like this. I mean, when we were coming up into high school, I never got paddled, but there was talks of seniors going around and paddling people.
Yes.
We didn't have cell phones. We had to say, hey, there's a party over here. I mean, there were aspects of this movie.
It was hanging out in the McDonald's parking lot.
Yes. Party at Moon Mountain tonight.
Moon Mountain, man. Exactly. So there were things to this movie
Moon Mountain.
That's the Butte.
Yeah.
You got to be out by 11, though, because they lock those gates.
They sure do. Remember nights when the cops just drove up in a line of cars up that fucking road?
I mean, I got my car towed and a parking ticket for a party that was at the nude hot springs. For parking, being illegally parked on the side of the highway was my ticket.
That's wild.
Yep.
That's wild. Like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. I was thinking that as I was watching this too. I'm like, this missed us. Like, look, it came out in 93. It was right before this might have been interesting to us. And then by the time we were of age to where it might be interesting, like, we're like, yeah, it's the fucking like 60s and 70s. It's actually the 70s.
70s, yeah.
It's like, this is our parents. Like, our parents suck. Like, I don't want to.
No, but
like,
it was still like partying, drinking, smoking weed, trying to get laid. That was our high school. Like,
what
our
we
high
hoped,
days.
What we hoped our high school experience.
Yes,
would
it obviously wasn't to this extent, but it was still. I mean, we still had house parties and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, my youngest brother, they didn't have house parties even. Like, they didn't have ragers. Like, someone's parents. Is that like the whole plot to this movie? Is a kid's parents were going on vacation.
They
were going
to
have a rager.
That rager.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so I would love to know the age of people that gave this a super high score, because it has to be 40 and over.
That's true. Because even when we were in school, we had like upperclassmen who threw keg parties.
Yes,
they would organize and get a keg. And we would go to somebody's house, and if there wasn't a house, you would go to a piece of land and drink from the keg, and that was it. And then that went away, didn't it?
Yes, like, it did. I don't know if it was the cops or just the times or what, but yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I had a buddy who had a sister that was a senior when we were incoming freshmen, and they had multiple parties at his house, and I kind of felt like Wiley. I'm a freshman. It's nothing but seniors. They're raging. People are fucking banging and smoking weed and drinking. I was kind of just like, whoa, like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, whoa. What is going on here?
Welcome to the new world.
Exactly.
My guy.
That's exactly what happened to Wiley in this movie.
Is this like, what high school is? Yeah.
Eyes just wide open. Whoa. Yeah.
It is. Mitch Kramer. You had Mitch Kramer's experience. Yeah. by the way, let's get into that. So the cast of this movie is a fucking huge one. I'm going to do most of it because there are like pretty much everybody I'm going to name other than Mila Jovovich has an integral part in this movie. So because, by the way, Mila Jovovich played Michelle Burrows and said two words and they were singing. The only purpose she served is she was like a model at the time and she was attractive and they needed an attractive chick.
Quick thing. They cut a bunch of her scenes. And it like devastated her. So she stopped acting for like 2 years.
Really? Yes. I didn't know that. Okay. Fair enough. Probably because she wasn't good at acting yet.
Possibly.
Because I love her. Again, we've talked about her before. Fifth Element's one of my favorite movies. Corbin Dallas, Multipass. Come on, man. Jason
Dallas
London.
Buyers Club.
Jason London played Randall Pink Floyd. Joey Lauren Adams, Simone Kerr, Ben Affleck played Fred O'Banion, Parker Posey played Darla. I'm going to stop saying the last names because they don't matter. Matthew McConaughey played,
Woodward.
He played Wooderson. His last name is the only one that matters. Sean Andrews played Kevin Pickford. Rory Cochran played the hippie guy, Ron.
He went on to CSI fame, right?
Rory Cochrane went on to the movie we watched like a month or two ago, right?
Empire Records?
Empire Records, yeah.
That's right. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Adam Goldberg played Mike Newhouse. Fucking Adam Goldberg. I forgot about Adam Goldberg, and I shouldn't, because I was like, man, what's he been up to lately? And a lot. He's on like a regular TV show. He's still in like indie movies.
Is he neurotic in those things?
Is he still the neurotic Jewish guy?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. All
right. I think that's just how he talks.
Oh, God. Oh, man. What? Very, a lot of hand gestures, worried.
Yeah. Man, I can't watch him for very long. He's really tough to watch.
It's tough to watch.
Am I alone in that? Like, I'm not. Am I? Like,
no, he's like, I talk with my hands, but he is next level. Like,
he's a constantly moving. Like, dude, I would.
He's a fidgeter as he talks with his hands, and he's got kind of a voice tick. Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, I'm similar with Woody Allen too. I hate Woody Allen movies. I can't watch him because when he's in.
Well, and for a few other reasons.
Yeah, but as is just pure acting reasons, is that.
Let's see. Sasha Jensen played Dawn. Michelle Burke played Jodie Kramer. Remember Michelle Burke from a lot of things.
Coneheads. She had a banger.
She was in
2 years.
Coneheads.
2 or 3 years.
Yes, she was.
All I remember about Coneheads was that it turned into a giant Subway propaganda.
Oh yeah,
because they could eat the entire like 6 foot long like Subway thing and like two
deep
legs.
Deep throat a Subway sandwich.
I didn't say that.
I said it. Yeah, they deep throat a Subway sandwich. It was very erotic. Dan Aykroyd, very erotic. Marissa Ribisi played Cynthia Dunn. Marissa Ribisi
Giovanni
went on to, Giovanni Ribisi's sister, went on to marry Beck. And they were married for like 20 years or something like that. Yeah.
She looks exactly like, she looks like some, exactly like someone that would marry Beck.
Yes.
Also.
Yes. Let's see. And Wiley Wiggins played Mitch Kramer. Kristen Hinojosa played Sabrina, and she never acted again after this movie, apparently. And so weird. And Anthony Rapp played Tony Olson, who was the other older guy.
Yeah, going trying to bang an incoming freshman.
A 14-year-old. 14-year-old.
All right. I got a whole list of people that they were wanting to be in this movie and got rejected, right? So here's the list. Ready? Mark Ruffalo, Hilary Swank.
So they got rejected? They wanted to be in this. And they wanted to be in this because it was written and directed by Richard Linklater.
Richard Linklater.
Richard Linklater, who did School of Rock. He did like the Before Sunrise, Before Dawn, Before, what was it? Before Sunset, Midnight? I think that was it, right? So those three movies, by the way, that are starring the same people, like Ethan Hawke is one of them, that like span 20, 25 years or whatever. They get the same actors and they play the same characters. That's awesome. I haven't watched any of them, but it's awesome.
Yeah, this is a big movie for actors and actresses that were like 20 to 25.
Yes, yes.
So I had Will Wheaton, Jared Leto, Elizabeth Berkley, Denise Richardson, Vince Vaughn, Alicia Silverstone, Kirsten Dunst, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Mira Sorvino, Reese Witherspoon, Brandon Fraser, Claire Danes, and Ashley Judd.
Jesus.
All auditioned and did not
I will just say it. There was a lot of very crusty, crumpled up pieces of tissue paper in trash cans from all those names you just named that got rejected.
Yes,
oh my God.
There was. Yes.
Banger cast.
And these people couldn't make the cut.
Goon squad like crazy over that cast.
I can't believe that. That's bonkers.
And then also because Linklater kind of likes fresh faces and thing like that. This was also McConaughey, Wiley Wiggins, Ribisi, Sean Anderson, Anders. Mm-hmm. This is all their first movie. And uncredited in this movie, Renee Zellweger.
What was she?
She was one of the incoming freshmen that were like in
just a random student
in the back of a truck. Yeah, when they're like love hazing it. The incoming freshman girls.
Love
her
that.
First movie as well. Yeah,
that's funny. Linklater famous for the Slacker movie. That was like his first thing. It sort of defined how indie movies were made.
And the 90s.
The 90s, man.
Yes, no, it did. Like Kevin Smith made movies because he saw Slacker. Like it led to a whole bunch of people.
And he literally took the actors and actresses from his movie and made Kevin Smith movies with them.
Yes, he did.
Because
Joy Lauren Adams, Ben Affleck, like, yes, go down the list.
What's his name? The main guy, Kevin Smith.
Jason London. He was in Mallrats.
Yeah, Mallrats. And then, the My Name is Earl guy that's in all those Kevin Smith movies.
Jason Lee.
Yeah. He was actually, fun fact also, he was dating, can't remember who he is, dating someone from the cast.
Okay.
And like hung out on the set the whole time while she was there as well.
What a wild set that must have
His
been.
His name was Earl.
Yep.
No doubt. You guys ever watch A Scanner Darkly?
Yeah, did not like it.
Because he also did that movie, Linklater.
Yeah, I did not. I really, outside of this movie, I do not like Richard Linklater at all. And I barely like this movie.
Like School of Rock was okay, right? Like, I've never been a huge fan of it. But
that,
like,
was ultimate just Jack Black being wild out there, Jack Black. So it's the kids were the best, like, the actors, the young child actors are the better actors in the movie, not Jack Black. And
so litmus test question then, because he did the Bad News Bears remake too.
Terrible.
That one stunk. Yeah.
Yep.
Wasn't racist. Wasn't alcoholic. Yeah. Not good.
I think I'm with you. And it had a chance because it had Billy. It had a chance to be good. Like, because you had Billy Bob as the main character. I mean, it could have been. Yeah.
No one else could be a Walter Matthau than Billy Bob.
And it still sucked. This movie did not, like, was not a big hit. This is a cult movie. It had a budget of $6.9 million and made $8.2 million. So, I mean, we're talking 1993, so keep that in mind. But still.
What was the budget?
6.9.
Oh, I did see also 1/6 of the budget was purely to pay off artists to use the music for this movie.
Yeah,
because the music, the soundtrack was a banger.
Exactly,
it really was. Yeah,
he knew what to do when he spent the fucking money to do it. This movie had to have that music soundtrack behind.
Well, that's why we got so many first time actors too, is because you got to pay them scale or whatever they call it, right? Like, yeah, you pay them the minimum, and then you make your movie paying Fog Hat like $200K.
Right.
Take it easy. Come on, man. The soundtrack was a banger. Like, it really was. It's probably the best part of this movie, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, this movie, like I said, I don't love this movie, so
I don't
yes,
care. I don't care for it, honestly. And I don't know, like, again, we're talking about a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, a lot
Listen,
of people
here's the divide.
Love
here.
It. Like, I'm
already gonna say, I'm giving it a 4 out of 5.
Wow.
I'm someone who would go to Coachella. So the divide here is I like fun, you guys don't.
We don't like fun. Yeah.
You don't like fun.
Yeah.
It's
by
very
the way, huge assumption that we're gonna score it out of 5 this week. I mean, you're jumping way ahead.
It's my movie. Like, it's my movie.
It
so
is.
I guess we're doing it out of 5, guys.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get past the one. There is one glaring thing in this movie I could not get past. So this movie set in Texas, right? The thing that blew me away was they thought they had a great shot to win state in football. They had one black person in the school.
Small school.
They were not, like a 2A school.
Yeah, it was a predominantly white school.
Yes. Yeah. They ain't winning shit.
They sure aren't winning shit.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the black guy probably got the ball most of the time. Can we say that? Can I say that?
What position did he play, Braga, huh? What position did he play?
He played running back. I mean, he played running back. He just did.
Maybe in the 70s he was a quarterback and they ran wing T.
No, because Pink Pink was the quarterback.
That's right, you're right, quarterback.
And by the way,
you're right. You're right. Yeah.
He was a left-handed quarterback the way it looked, too. Yep. And so he's that guy's handing the ball off, guys. He's just handing the ball off.
He's throwing for 400 yards this season. Just
that should have been his argument to the coach, right? It's like, you don't need me to sign this paper to hand the ball off all the time. Like, fucking let me smoke.
Actually,
and I'll just hand off the pill.
I think they did actually say a stat for Pink. Like, you might throw 2,000. For like 2,000, like 2,000 yards. Yeah.
No, remember the old guy? The old guy's like, was saying it. We sure are excited for you. Might throw for 2,000 yards this year.
I guarantee you.
That was throwing it around the park.
That was throwing the pill around.
Dude, in the 70s? Are you kidding me?
2,000 yards. This movie was set. Yeah. I mean, Steve Stenstrom at Stanford wasn't throwing around for 2K. You know what I mean? Eric Kramer from the Bears wasn't throwing it around for 2,000.
You were a Hall of Fame quarterback if you threw anywhere near 2,000 yards.
I mean, what are we talking about? Like, if we're talking about like the 50s or whatever, you throw for 1,500 yards. Like, you're maybe 50-50 in terms of interceptions and touchdowns. You're a Hall of Fame NFL quarterback.
You just throw a forward pass in 1949. Like, Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Oh my
Stop
God.
The game.
And then again, in push to in the mid 70s where this is set, it didn't get that much better.
Nope.
Oh, Terry Bradshaw was winning four Super Bowls by throwing for 800 yards in a year.
Yep.
It's like that scene. It's like the scene ridiculous. In Semi Pro where like they see the first ever alley oop. And he's like, oh, my God. Like, he seems to have thrown the ball in an upward motion. He caught it and threw it down.
Well, I guess maybe I retract my statement. If Pink was going to throw for 2,000 yards, maybe they actually had a shot at state.
Give him a scholarship.
Maybe they did.
By the way,
it blew everyone's minds.
Blew their minds. Yeah.
I can't believe that wasn't part of the plot, by the way. Like, 2,000-yard passer in high school ball in the 70s, like, he's getting scholarship offers, right? Like,
all the big schools. Anywhere
all of them.
A&M. Like, he's going to A&M. No, he's not going to A&M. Texas? I mean.
You know whoever wrote that line in, like, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, even now, they're like, how did I say 2,000 yards in a movie set in the 70s? I was literally thinking about Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Because he threw for 1,900 and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. This was an early 90s writer, is what was
Linklater. Linklater never watched football. There's no fucking way.
No.
Yeah. He made Slacker. He was not watching football. By the way, like Jason London, Randall Pink Floyd, he's going to Rice. You know what I mean? He's going to Rice. He's
Baylor
playing football
guy?
For Rice.
Is he a Baylor guy?
No, he's not a Baylor guy.
No.
Was SMU paying players in the 70s? Was that Pony Express? When
was
Pony Express?
That was
80s?
Early 80s.
80s? Yeah maybe right he could have kicked off the Pony Express. There you go.
Yeah, that's the follow-up, right? That's the sequel. Mm-hmm. He goes to SMU and starts starts getting kickbacks. Yeah. I love this.
And guess what?
This.
They wouldn't have cared if he smoked weed with the burnout either.
He moves on to cocaine.
Burnout.
Like
burnouts.
Burnouts. Yeah, the burnouts. Oh, man. Classic. By the way, like they did sort of nail coaches, I will say. Like that might be the one thing they truly nailed in this movie is what high school football coaches are like, because the assistant was like, hey man, like, yeah, I'm cool, like still wearing the like dumb shorts with the tucked in shirt or whatever, but like, and then the head coach comes in and actually gives him shit. It's like, ooh, that's about right.
The real question is, how much do these coaches want to win? Piece him for 2,000 yards, you gonna let him do whatever he wants though, right?
Fucking A, that's your quarterback, man.
Or is this, remember the Titans? Is this Denzel? He's laying the law down. This is my team.
This is Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter, this is my team. You guys, you sign this contract.
Yeah.
3.5. Sign this contract.
Yeah. You know what, son? You're not stepping on my field. Son. God, coaches call people son a lot. Like,
yeah, I don't think you can do that anymore.
I don't think you can you? Yeah. That used to be a thing. Like
as a very side quick agenda, you know, side piece. So I'm coaching my youngest kid's basketball team this year.
Yeah,
and I've coached baseball before, Babe Ruth, whatever. And a million years ago, I did a year of freshman and a year of JV. But baseball is different because the weather stinks here when you're coaching, so no parents go. But this it's indoors. It's in the gym. And so I gotta watch my mouth a little bit, mind my P's and Q's. Yesterday I'm doing a drill where I'm just kind of a dummy defender, standing, you know, oh. And like the third, it was the third time in about 7 minutes where my own kid went up on a made or miss basket and like tipped it and right into my eye. And this one caught me where it like took my eyelid like up and I could feel the ball like drag on my eye. And I fucking took the ball and I threw it against the wall. I was like, what in the fucking shit are you doing? And then I realized there's like four sets of parents in the gym and everyone, I look around and they all just kind of like,
Hey,
I straightened
but it was
out quick,
your
but it
kid,
was
right?
my kid. It was my kid. I wouldn't say that to anyone else's kid, but yeah.
That's still frowned upon, I think.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have said it. I was like, fuck.
Sounds like you were built for being a coach in the 70s.
Now they think I go home and beat his ass.
Oh
Shit.
yeah. He's running gassers until midnight.
Yeah. He's running home from practice.
He gets his own practice after practice. That's how that shit works. You guys ever hit a mailbox with anything?
I haven't, but I did walk home once from a bar with someone who did, and he got like in like actual trouble.
Like they
Like I
caught him.
can't, yeah, I can't remember how he got caught, but he got caught on the scene. And like the charges were, because it's a mailbox, were like felonies. He didn't get a felony.
Federal offense.
But he actually got in like more trouble than if he got an MIP, if that makes sense.
Wow. So what'd he do? Just he like hit it and hung out,
I
or
think he kicked it, or he like, I can't remember how he broke it.
but there was
They
somebody
were,
there watching it
yeah,
basically?
it was like an
Oh
old
wow.
man was like out there on his porch and was like, nope, not on my watch. And like on the
Well,
spot, yeah, got
gotcha.
him.
Yeah, we did have a
Wow.
little run of something called trash can bowling, where someone would grab a wheelie bin trash can in the side of the car, and you would drive and you would collide it into the other bins in someone else's house.
Yep.
Didn't really throw them at mailboxes, but
Yeah. This mailbox was a thing, like because of this movie, I'm pretty sure, because I remember this. Like I had somebody in my family who sort of lived in the country-ish, and this would happen. And it happened to his mailbox like two or three times before he was like, you know what? I know how to work with steel. I'm gonna go ahead and just reinforce this motherfucker. And next time somebody
Break
hits
your
it with
wrist on
next
that.
time somebody hits it with a bat, it's gonna fucking hurt. And sure enough, he made a big one and they never heard it again. That would suck. But yeah, I was like, because I was thinking about that with this movie too, because it's not like it came out in the 70s. It came out in the 90s. And you were saying it earlier, like this shit like did happen. Not necessarily to us, but like hazing. And did hazing actually happen in the 70s? Like is this like based on true stuff,
I
or did it?
100% had to
Okay.
happen. Yes.
That's what I was asking, because I know a lot of kids in the 90s got hit with paddles because of this fucking movie. And a lot of girls got hazed because of this fucking movie. So
Yeah, and then
I was
also,
literally wondering, I was like, did this like start that shit?
it wasn't too long after this movie came out where they really started cracking down on hazing as being like a big thing for schools to look out for. So this movie could have been the key contributor to that.
The
Yeah.
harbinger of
Heart.
change.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard Linklater, for all of your influences on our society.
Which is weird
That's
because
change you can believe in.
he also shows this school that if you were in like the same grade and stuff, it was very inclusive. Like the nerds and all the
Yes.
jocks, everyone was together for the most part. I mean, the burnout Happy Days guy, some of those guys were a little more on edge to the nerds guys, but all the athletes liked all the losers and stuff.
It, dude, that reminded me of our high school experience a lot because I remember like pretty much everybody sort of partying together. Like if you wanted to go to a party, Like you could just go to the party. Like nobody would fuck with you really. Like,
well, I think there wasn't a strong sports culture.
Yeah.
At
There,
all.
like there were cliques, but like all the cliques sort of
Absolutely,
like, yeah,
but
if you want to party, come fucking party. Like make sure you kick in, but yeah, come party, whatever.
the
Cool.
soccer players were gods, but everyone else, it
Yes.
didn't.
Yeah, pretty much. And by the way, this did sort of start. Did you say this was Affleck's first movie? It couldn't have been.
No, it was not Affleck's first movie.
Oh, okay.
McConaughey's.
Okay, gotcha. But I was like, this did sort of start the trend of Affleck being like a creepy motherfucker
You know, being an asshole
and an
also, yeah.
asshole to everybody in his movies, because he was also that in Mallrats, you'll remember, having sex in an uncomfortable place, like the back of a Volkswagen
Like
or
what, the
whatever
back
that
of
line is.
Volkswagen?
But yeah, I don't know. Affleck was hateable in this movie, which he did a really good job of being hateable. I guess credit to him there. This is like I give him a lot of shit for not being able to actually act. Like he did kind of act in this movie, so good for him.
I
I'm
did.
old Bannon.
He did come out and say that he was the only one from this cast that like didn't benefit from this movie because he was
Yes.
the only bad guy in this
The
movie.
only asshole,
The
like the
only
only
asshole. He was
one.
the only unlikable character. Everyone else you could point to, be like, yeah, I like you. Someone can see themselves in that character. He's the only one.
Even McConaughey,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this was McConaughey's first movie.
I didn't either.
Well, did pretty good
Yep.
job.
Yeah, on fire.
Not a
Yeah,
layered
well,
character.
apparently he's the one that also came up with the all right, all right, all right, and the oh, do you have a joint? Well, if you did, that it'd be a lot cooler if
Be a
you
lot
did. Yeah,
cooler if
hell
you
of a lot
did.
cooler if you did.
Yeah.
By
But that's
the
all McConaughey right there.
way, those are his first two lines in the movie. Like his first scene in the movie, he says, hell of a lot cooler if you did. And then the next cut is him
All
saying,
right.
all right, all right, all right. Yep.
And then
Man.
the
Man.
infamous
What a
thing
debut.
about high school girls is I keep getting older, they stay the same age.
Stay
Little
the same age.
problematic, but
A little bit. A
it
little
kind
bit.
of work. Interesting tidbit. My last tidbit for this movie.
Where are you going with this?
It'll make sense.
Shannon Sharp.
Sean Andrews, the long-haired guy.
I got an interesting tidbit about statutory rape for you
Yes,
guys.
I'm getting there. Will you let me get there? I'm getting
Can I
there.
finish? Can I
Sean
finish?
Andrews, the long-haired guy,
Hell yeah.
went and got married to Mila Jovovich while this movie was being set. He was 20, she was 16. Her mom apparently got that shit annulled real quick.
Oh, wow. I was gonna say, like, you would have to get the parents' permission for that, right? But
Not yeah. Not in
nope.
Texas, baby.
By the way,
Creepy.
Texas in the 70s, 18 is the drinking age. I did not know that. Because
Yeah,
I was
because
not
it
aware
was,
of that.
I think you could drink, well, what was it like,
No, because
2.1% beer? It was like a certain level of
No,
beer
because
that you could buy
remember
anymore.
Mitch went into the store and he's like, "You're 18, right?" He's like, "Yep, just graduated."
Just graduated.
Basically telling McConaughey's story. That was awesome, by the way.
Like I said, I think you could buy a certain level of beer at 18.
Is it a percentage?
It was a percentage. It was a little less percentage than,
Get
like a
that
Bud
light.
Heavy. It was
Get that
essentially
light
a Bud
beer.
Light back then, is what it
You can
was.
buy a Bud Light, but not an Old
Not
English, not a Colt
exact.
45.
No, not a banquet
Interesting.
beer.
No
That was illegal.
40s? What? What's high school without 40s? Maybe that was just our experience. Yeah. That was the late 90s.
Edward Forty Hands.
No one ever comes out on top in Edward Forty Hands.
Memories. All right, let's grade this. King, you already graded it. What's it out of?
It's out of five, and I'm giving
Thanks.
it a four,
Okay.
but mainly because the soundtrack is a banger.
Banger.
Yes, sir.
Carries a
Yes,
lot
sir.
of the way, at least one full point.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, like, not to dismiss when we're talking about Affleck being like sort of the only one everybody hated, like Parker Posey sucked in this too. Like,
That's Parker Poe. She is that character, like in
yeah,
everything
that's
she's ever
fair.
been.
That's fair. That's fair. But she was a piece of shit in this movie. Like, she sucked. But yeah, okay. I don't again, I don't really like this movie. I guess I get why people like it, but it's a two for me. It's just I don't like it. Yeah, I don't I didn't I've seen it a couple times. I've never really enjoyed it. I didn't really enjoy watching it this time either. The soundtrack is a fucking banger. Like one of the best all-time soundtracks ever, period. But yeah, I could take or leave this movie. Probably leave it.
Man, I guess I'm going to be kind of in the middle. I'm going to give this like a, you know, because of the soundtrack, I'll go 3.25.
It's a soundtrack thing for me.
It's made, yeah. But also like London is, I think London's very good in this, playing that kind of angsty.
He did.
He doesn't know. He doesn't like the man's trying to put their fucking foot on his throat and kind of do all that. And then Mitch Kramer's character, if you look at it, yeah. I mean, this movie, he is basically the star.
He is. Yeah.
He has the best night, the best day of everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes
out with the sophomore, like his mom.
Like a CG shutty in the baseball game. I mean,
yo, yeah. Yo!